Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tesvav. And we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis Iboilu. Today's daf's being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Alta Baruch Ben Avram HaKoyen. It's actually the first yahrzeit of our dear friend Reb Alta Baruch Shomron. He was very much a member of the Chabura. We miss him very, very dearly. And may tonight's learning be an aliyah for his neshama. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Hoylacha. Hoylacha as in the third of the four Avodah Sadam. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha, and Zrika. Specifically, we saw a big machlokes tanam in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel with regards to a kohen that has a machshava hapiseles while he's doing the Hoylacha. Is that the same as a machshava hapiseles b'shash Shchita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, or is Hoylacha perhaps treated differently? We saw Shitas Rav Shimon that featured very prominently. We also very briefly saw the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that's going to make another strong appearance in today's daf. Regardless, the topic of today's daf are different halachos related to the avoida of Hoylacha. Zok the Gemara, Iboyelu, the Bnei Yeshiva had the following question. Hoylacha shaloi beregel, shma hoylacha, oyloi shma hoylacha. In the event that a Kohen did Hoylacha, but he didn't move. It was a, quote, Hoylacha shaloi beregel, unquote. Is that considered Hoylacha or is it not considered Hoylacha? So first the Metzias. Hoylacha was taking the dam after the Kabbalah, bringing it to the Mizbeach so that you can now do the Zrika. The conventional way to do Hoylacha is to walk the blood to the Mizbeach. The question is, what would be if the Kohen didn't physically walk? Rather, he passed the dam to somebody, a kohen, who then passed it to another kohen, who passed it to another kohen, but the entire hoylacha took place shaloi beregel. The question is the definition of hoylacha walking, or is the definition of hoylacha transporting? Hoylacha shaloi beregel, shma hoylacha, oyloi shma hoylacha. Now, l'may nafkemina, so if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says there are two nafkeminas in hoylacha shaloi beregel. Number one, what would be if Koyein did hoylacha shaloi beregel and he had a machshava hapeiseles? He had a machshava shaloi lishma, he had a machshava of chutz lezmanei, chutz lemkoymei. Would that impact the carbon or would it not impact the carbon? If hoylacha shaloi beregel shma hoylacha, so he had a machshava hapeiseles b'shas doing one of the avoidas, of course it's going to impact the carbon. If it's not considered hoylacha, so he just had a bad machshava, but he didn't do a b'shas avoida. If he didn't do a b'shas an avoida, obviously it's not going to have any impact on the carbon. Additionally, what would be if a czar took the dam and he was moilachit, but he did it shaloi beregel? A czar that does hoylacha is pasul, and it would pasul the dam, it would pasul the carbon. If hoylacha shaloi beregel shma hoylacha, then what emerges is that the czar did a hoylacha, as a result, the carbon's going to be pasul. If hoylacha shaloi beregel is loy shma hoylacha, so the czar tampered a little bit with the dam, but he didn't do a avoida. If he didn't do an avoida, it's going to be neither here nor there. These are the two nafkeminas of the shayla, hoylacha shnoi beregel, shma hoylacha, loy shma hoylacha, that Rashi speaks out. If you take a look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on the Omid, Tosfos says, Rashi said two nice pshatim, but really there's a more obvious nafkemina. The more obvious nafkemina would be, in the event that a kohen did a hoylacha shaloi beregel, do you now have to unwind what it is that you just did? Hoylacha is something you have to do. Now, there is a concept, as we saw very much in yesterday's daf, where you do the shchita in a place where maybe you won't have to do a hoylacha. But the minute you do shchita, b'makom ployni, now there's an avoida, there's a mitzvah. You have to be meilech the dam to the place of the mizbeach where you'll be able to do the zrika. So if hoylacha shaloi beregel is shma hoylacha, so then it's considered a hoylacha. There's no reason to unwind it. If hoylacha shaloi beregel is loy shma hoylacha, well, if that's the case, you're missing the halacha. You would have no choice but to unwind what it is you did and do it all over again. Bottom line is, Rashi gave us two nafkaminas, Tosfos gave us a third nafkamina. They're all true. Halacha shloi beregel, shma halacha, aloi shma halacha. And this is really very much the backdrop for the majority of today's daf. Says the Gemara Toshma. So the Bnei Yeshiva said, l'chayra, we could bring a raya from the braisa that the Gemara brought on the top of the yomid. The braisa said, v'chein yoyshev, v'chein smoil pasal. The braisa was talking about different psulim in Avodah regarding Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. And one of the psulim mentioned was Yoyshev, if the person is sitting while he's doing the Malacha. Now, it sounds like it's possible to do the Avodah of Hilacha while sitting, stating that because you're sitting, you can't do any Avodah while you're sitting, it's going to be a problem. But says the Gemara, Ha'oimei dumya di Yoshev Kasha. It sounds like in the event that the Kohen was standing, but he was standing in a way that is similar to the Bryce's case of sitting, which is possible, that would be okay. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that halacha shloi beregel is loy shma halacha, so why do I need a psul of yoshev? Anytime the person is sitting, by definition, he's not moving. So what would be the halacha? The Teretz says it would be a halacha shloi beregel. Oh, must be halacha shloi beregel is kasha. Because if halacha shloi beregel is possible, then every yoshev, typically, it's not a halacha because it's a halacha shloi beregel. And it's mashma from the braisa, if it was oimei dumya de yoshev, if he was standing, as long as he's not sitting, even though he's not moving because that's the case of Yoshev, it would be okay. But the Gemara says it's no, right? Because Dilma Yoshev the Kashayev Meshav. Could be the case of Yoshev Bahilacha that the Brisa says is not okay is where he was sitting, but he was like squirming a little bit. He was moving while he was sitting. The point is he was moving. And being that he was moving, it's considered Ilacha Narvas as it's a statenish. And it's for that reason it's a problem. But Anachinami Oime, the case of Oime that would be Kasher, would be Dumya the Yoshev, would be a comparable case. Denayat Porta, where he's moving a little bit also. And that would be fine, because at the end of the day, he's being oimed. In other words, the Gemara thought that from the fact that there's a psul yoshev, that's the biggest raya in the world, that halacha shloi beregel is considered halacha. Because if halacha shloi beregel is lo yishma halacha, then yoshev, typically, he's not moving. And it's mashma oimed dumya de yoshev would be kosher. No, if he's not moving, then oimed bechai gabna would be a problem as well. The Torah says you have to say yoshev is talking about a case where he was actually moving a little bit while he was sitting. Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. And this is from a Mishnah in Masechtes Pesachim that was talking about the Korban Pesach. Said Mishnah, but there said Shachah Yisrael, the Yisrael with Shecht Shechitik Cher Bazar. They keep it like Kohen. The Kohen did the Kabbal, right? The Kabbal of Eilach Mitzvah Kuna. At that point, it's not Kosher Bazar anymore. Nasa lechaveroi, the Kohen that would do the Kabbal would give it to his friend. The Chaver lechaveroi, and he would give it to his friend, and he would then give it to his friend. There was a whole assembly line of Kohanim until finally came time to do this Rika. This is the description that the Mishnah gives for the way the Korban Pesach was brought. But what's the kasha? It sounds like the way the halacha was happening was one kohen was passing it over to another kohen, was passing it over to a third kohen, was passing it to a fourth kohen. Sounds like nobody's moving. If nobody's moving, then what do you see from here? Halacha shloi beregel ishma halacha. But the Gemara says there's no raya. Hasam nami denai diporta. Could be each kohen, although he's passing, he was also moving a little bit. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, of my kamashma, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Meaning bishloim, if you're going to tell me that there's a halachic novelty in this Mishnah, and that is that simply passing over the dam is considered halacha. Hagametz halacha shloi beregel. So it's very gishmak. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me. But if you're telling me they were moving a little bit anyways, so then what exactly is the chiddush of the Mishnah? There was a shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, shkayach, mazel tov. That's the way every carbon was brought. What exactly is the Mishnah coming to tell me? So I'll tell you what. Beroiv am hadras melech. What the Mishnah is coming to say is they tried having as many kohanim as possible. There was dafka assembly line. You think one kohen couldn't do the work? Of course he could have. But being that this is shirus lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an idea of beroiv am hadras melech, right? Even when it comes to davening with a minion, there's a maila to daven with a lot of people. That's tefillah, which is keneged the avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no question in the world there's an inyan of beroiv am hadras melech. This is the agav urche kamash mulana. This Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim coming to teach me this. But again, there's no raya from here that halach shloi beregel shma halach. So the Gemara says tachma. I'll bring you a third raya, and this is from a Mishnah lekamon daf lamed beis amaral. The Mishnah over there says kibbel hakasha. What would be if a koyin that was kasha did kabbalah? So there was a shechita, and now a koyin did kabbalah. But nasan lepasel, and he handed it over to somebody that was pasel, a zar or a tach. tameh, someone that's not allowed to do the avodah, yachzer l'kasher. So the Mishnah says, what the pasul should now do is he should give it back to the kasher, meaning unwind what it is that just happened. Now, poshet, the chiddush that the Mishnah is coming to teach me is that even though there was a pasul that held the dam at some point, that in and of itself is neither here nor there. But says the Gemara, l'chayra, there's another thing that you see from here. Lashon Rashi, v'ashmi'ina tartipa. L'chayra, there's a second thing that you see over here. And you know what that second thing is? You see from here that halacha sheloy beregel is loy shma halacha. You know why? Because if you're going to tell me that halacha sheloy beregel is shma halacha, then why do you have to unwind the halacha? The Kohen that was kosher did the Kabbalah. He passed it over to a Zar. That Maisa Hilacha was a kosher Maisa Hilacha. You know what the Kohen should now do? The Kohen should go take it out of the hand of the Zar, and if he wants to walk it, walk it. If he wants to pass it, pass it. Why does what the Kohen did have to be unwound? Again, the fact that he passed it over to a Zar, who cares? That in and of itself is not a problem, right? He would be, to quote the Gemara in the top of the Yomit, and it's the Babalma. He's just the beam. He's just the place that you decided to put it down. The teretz is, if you have to unwind it, it must be because the whole halacha is not a good halacha. Why would the halacha not be a good halacha? It was done by a kohen. Again, the fact that you gave it to a zar, we don't care. So what exactly would be the issue? Oh, the teretz must be because it's halacha shloi beregel. But al kapanim, you see from here, the chura, halacha shloi beregel is loy shma halacha. Because if it's shma halacha, why do you have to unwind it? But the Gemara says, that's true. If you keep the gears the way we have it, kibel akasha v'nasan l'pasol, yachzer l'kasher, you have a raya to one sign on the schakira. Abe'ema, you could always do a little bit of an edit. And you could say, not yachzer l'kasher, but yachzer hakasher. Could be what the halach is saying is that not that the dam would have to be brought back to where it was l'chatchila. No. What we're saying is that the kosher, the kohen, can come, take it from the hand of the apostle, and continue along with the halacha. If that's the right gears in the Mishnah, then what the Mishnah is saying is not halacha shloi beregel loy shma halacha, but punt faker. What it's saying is that halacha shloi beregel is shma halacha, and it's okay to do halacha even though you didn't move. The point is that being that you gave it to an apostle, you just have to make sure the apostle himself is not going to go vaita with this. So what do you need to do? You need to go and take it from him, and now continue with your halacha. But the girsa could be is not yachzer l'kasha, but rather yachzer hakasha v'yikabla. And if that's the case, you don't have a raya that halacha shloi beregel lo yishma halacha, punt faket. You have a raya from here that halacha shloi beregel l'shma halacha, being that you have no raya whether halacha shloi beregel is lo yishma halacha or ishma halacha. Obviously, there's not much you could do with this tashma. But here's the point. We have this crazy baya. The Gemara brought three tashmas to try to be machriya. L'maisa, the Gemara was unsuccessful. So what's the bottom line? It's the next words. Itmar amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha shloi beregel. So Ula said he was Makabel from the great Rabbi Yochanan that as it relates to Halacha Shloi Beregel Lo Yishma Halacha. And again, what does it mean if Halacha Shloi Beregel Lo Yishma Halacha? It means if a Zar would do the Halacha Shloi Beregel, it would not passel the carpet. If a Kohen would have a Machshava Peiselis while he was doing a Halacha Shloi Beregel, it would not passel the carpet. It also means that if you do a Halacha Shaloi beregel, you have to unwind that halacha shaloi beregel because halacha shaloi beregel is not considered a halacha. If it's not considered a halacha, you have to do halacha. You're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to unwind it. Says the Gemara. Another shayla, part two. Efshalit kuna, aloi efshalit kuna. In the event that there was a halacha shaloi beregel that was done, Rashi says at this point we mean even if a kohen did the halacha shaloi beregel. Halacha shloi beregel, we just said, is lo yishma halacha. Could you be misakin it, or could you not be misakin it? Now, first line, so you're going to say, isn't that the Mishnah we just saw a second ago? Kibbal akasha v'nasan l'pasa yaksa l'kasha. Right, two ways how you can maybe learn that. Yes, and that's going to be the Gemara's initial tashma. But first, the shayla. Halacha shloi beregel, lo yishma halacha. But could you be misakin it, or could you not be misakin it? Now, what would be the appropriate way to say over this kasha? What's the chakira? The chakira is a halacha shloi beregel, just not a halacha. Okay, so I have to do halacha. This is not a halacha. So unwind it and now do a proper halacha. Or is a halacha shloi beregel a poisel? So just like if you would do an avoida with a machshava apiselus, it's not like, okay, let's just do it all over again. You know, doesn't always work that way in life. Sometimes you can make something possible, and unfortunately, you can't do tshuva me'ahava with dinus nasus chuyas, right? So if it's possible, it's going to be possible. The shaila is, ahilacha shloi beregel, is it only not a ahilacha? If that's the case, you could be mesakin it. Or is it actually a halacha psula? And if it's a halacha psula, well then, there's no way to be mesakin. The Marsa Tashmat first, right? Clients, we have a raya from this halacha that we mentioned a minute ago. Keep it lakasher v'nasa l'pasul, yachsa l'kasher. Right, the halacha is mefurish that if the kasher did a kabbalah and he gave it over to a pasul, so what's the halacha? Yachsa l'kasher. You should give it back to the kasher. So you say meres, halacha shaloi b'regel, right, it was a problem. That's why you're being yachsa l'kasher. That's why you're unwinding it. Right, we're going now with the girsa, yachsa l'kasher. But al kaponim, you see that on that said, there's an option of yachsel l'kasher. So you say meres, very, very mefurish, that what? That efshalit kuno. You see for sure that there's an ability to be mesakne. And the Gemara says like this, v'nehi nami di yachsel l'kasher v'yikablenu. Even though we said earlier that there's two ways you can learn the Mishnah. Either yachsel l'kasher or yachsel l'kasher v'yikablenu. Right, there's another mahalach you can learn it. Not give it back to the kasher, but let the kasher come and take it from you. But even if you go with that gersa, it's not going to work. Because at the end of the day, if the halach is you can't be masakin, halach is loy beregel, if salallah, at that point, the halach is possible, and if the halach is possible, then there's no way to be masakin it. So if the gersa is yachsel kosher, it's mefurish that you can go ahead and you can be masakin it. And even if you're going to tell me that the gersa is yachsel kosher, v'yikablenu, but it's also going to be a problem. Now, the truth is, the Achreinim have a very hard time trying to understand Pashup Shad in this line. What was the tzad that the way you're supposed to read this Mishnah is not Yachsa l'kosher, but Yachsa l'kosher v'yikablenu? The Gemara had entertained that possibility. If you hold a lacha shloi beregel, is shmo hilacha. So why is it Yachsa l'kosher? The Teretz is Enechanami, it's not Yachsa l'kosher. Rather, it's yachzer ha-kosher. Let the kosher go and take it. That's, again, if you hold ha-ilacha shaloi b'regel, shma ha-ilacha. But we're going now in this shayla of efshel l'tkuna, loy efshel l'tkuna, ha-ilacha shaloi b'regel is loy shma ha-ilacha. We're just trying to figure out, is it only not a ha-ilacha, or is it actually a ha-ilacha pesula? So, what are you telling me? V'nehi nami di yachzer ha-kosher v'yikablenu. No, that's not even on the table right now, because that whole side of Yachsa HaKosha V'yikablenu was if you hold Halacha Shloi B'Regel Shma Halacha, and we're for sure going now, Halacha Shloi B'Regel Shma Halacha. But Pasha, what the Gemara means to say, you have to be Miyashiv, the Diktuk Halashan HaGemara, but what the Gemara means to say is no matter how you slice and dice that halacha of kibel akosha v'nasal apasa yachsel akosha. One thing is for sure, that just because you did this halacha shalei beregular now, it doesn't mean that the game is over. And it doesn't mean that there's no way to be misakin it. So at first glance, it's mefurish v'tashma, you see there is a tikkun. But the Gemara says it could be this halacha really has no shaykhis. Because mi savris, the koi zar gavoi, who said that what's going on over here is where the case was where the zar was standing gavoi, meaning where the zar was standing closer to the mizbeach. Maybe, like, maybe the case was not that way, but rather the koi zar baloi. He was standing farther away from the mizbeach. Meaning we assume kibbul akash of an asal apostle means it was a forward motion, right? He's bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. Maybe that wasn't the case. Maybe the case was where he went backwards. Oh, if he went backwards, so then it's not even a shiloh over here of Halacha Shloi B'Regel. Because Halacha means what? It means Vehikriva Yetzel HaMizbeach. It means bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. If you're going to Riktzaveg, if you're going the wrong way, well, then it's not a Maisa Halacha at all. Now, what would be the Chiddush then? Kibbul HaKosha V'Nasal HaPasa Yachzel HaKosha. The Chiddush is that a guy who's not allowed to be involved in the dam, a zar, is holding it right now. So you would have thought that's a poisel. Kamash one, it's not. But it's not a tzushtal to the sugya of Halacha Shloi B'Regel. Because Halacha Shloi B'Regel is when it's a forward motion. This is a backward motion. And being that it's a backward motion, it's a hot nishmet halacha. Meaning, I'll tell you, Halacha Shloi B'Regel is loishma halacha, and not just that loy efshalit kuna. Why could you be masakin this halacha shloi beregel? Because it was a backward movement. It wasn't a forward movement. Says the word itmar. So what's the bottom line regarding this shayla? Again, Ula in the name Rabbi Yochanan is going to be machriya. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha shloi beregel pesula. It is pasul. What does pesula mean? That it is Dover hapoiseles, meaning there's no way to be mesaken. It says the Gemara, Alma, what do you see from Milo Yavshalot Kuna, right? You think that's what we've been saying. You see that there's no way to be mesaken. Esvei Rav Nachman Ulo. So Ulo was the one who fakoifed in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Like one sad, he was machriya that halacha shloi beregel is not only loishma halacha. That was the first Rabbi Yochanan, but it's psula. This is the second Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Nachman jumped on Ulo and he asked him a kasha from a mishnah lekamad aflamin bezamid aleph nishbach menakli ala ritzpo. In the event that a kohen did kabbalah and then after he did kabbalah, the dam spilled out of the keli and now it's all over the floor. The asvay, and then a kohen went and he gathered the dam kasha. The halacha is that it's going to be kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is that there's a halacha that you have to do halacha. And halacha means you have to walk the dam. And over here where it was nishpach and the dam just did its thing, l'chayra, you didn't do a proper halacha. If that's the case, if anything, it's a halacha shalei b'regel, right? Dropped on the floor, and then you went and picked it up from wherever it was, and you see you could be misaking it because asvay kasher. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, what Ulu is saying in his name, and that is that halacha shloi beregel is something that would go ahead and would passel. If it would passel, then why is the asvay kasher? L'chayda was a halacha shloi beregel that was done, right? It pouring on the floor, we're considering a halacha shloi beregel, and once it's halacha shloi beregel at that point, it's game over. It's not even a question of walk it back, walk it forward. Once it's asvay, it's kasher. So the Gemara says a chiddush. Hachmai skini. You want to know what's going on in that mishnah? Because sheyatzal lechutz. It's talking about where the blood spilled, but it spilled again backwards. Being that it spilled backwards, it was never halacha done. So what is the issue? The issue is it was nishbach. Azok the mishnah, right? Kachim 101. That if it's nishbach min hakli, that's not possible. When is nishbach a problem? Where it's nishbach before it fell into the kli, as we'll see in 1 second. And again, in detail on Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph. But the bottom line is that the chiddush over here is that nishbach min hakli in and of itself is not a problem, but you want to tell me that there's an issue over here because of halacha shloi beregel? It's talking about where it went backwards. But the Gemara says, come on, let's be honest. Libaroi nafik, ligavoi loy ayil, how's it possible? Right? Blood has a mind of its own. You're going to go ahead, you're going to spill a cup of blood, right? A cup of juice. It's going to fly all over the place. It's not going to only go in one direction. It's not mistaber that that's what's going on in the Mishnah. It's too dachik in the Mishnah. Where it says, no, I'll make an akim to either b'makom majrun. Maybe there was a little bit of a slant, a little bit of a slope. So when the kohen spilled it, it all rolled backwards because of the majrun. Or maybe it all landed in a ditch. Or maybe it's talking about where it was very thick, the blood, right? Blood is naturally thick. So just because of the mitzios of the blood, maybe it didn't have an ability to jump around so much. But the Gemara says, v'ichbol tano lashmi'inan kol hani. It's just funny that the halach of this mishnah of nishbach menakli ala ritzba ba'asvay kasher is talking about one of the aforementioned akimtas. It feels a little bit dachy. The Gemara says, v'oy, but I'll ask even another kasher. Because, the tani b'dich pirkin. Why does the mishnah tell me in the next parak, nishbach ala ritzba ba'asvay pasol? Right, this is the halach of nishbach. What's the halach of nishbach? That in the event that the kohen did the shechita, or shechita k'shei bazar, even Azar did the shechita, and the dam spilled on the floor, and then a kohen went and he took the dam from the floor, so the halacha is it's not considered a kabbalah. It's what's known as the psul nishbach, right? The original nishbach that we mentioned a second ago is where it was nishbach menakli, where there was a kabbalah, then it was nishbach, that's kasha. But nishbach's dam is pasul. Now, freik the gemara geshmak kasha. That why does the Mishnah have to tell me nishbach ala ritzba v'aspay pasol lif loik bididei? If the Mishnah wants to tell me a case of nishbach pasol, it doesn't have to tell me maybe the most famous halach in Kachem. It could tell me something else. You know what it could say? A case where it was nishbach minakli. Why is that better? Because that's lifloy bididei. Because there's a case of nishbach menakli, which is kosher. And l'chayre, there would also be a case of nishbach menakli that would be pasul. How so? But medvara merukashiyat alachot. Avanichnas lefnim pasul. Meaning, you're telling me that the only reason nishbach menakli is kosher is because it all poured backwards. But if it would pour forwards, it would be pasul. Why would it be pasul? Because it would be haylacha shloi beregel. Haylacha shloi beregel is loishma haylacha. That's the first member of Rabbi Yochanan. And it's also layav shalatkuna. That's the second halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. If, however, it would be nishbach in a way where it fell backwards, well, in that case, it wouldn't be a problem. The reason it wouldn't be a problem is because then there was no halacha. And being that there was no halacha, there's no issue. Meaning there's a case of nishpach min akli where it would be kosher, and there's a case of nishpach min akli where it would be pasul. If it was nishpach min akli and I went forward, it's pasul. If it's nishpach min akli and I went backwards, it's kosher. So if the Mishnah wants to differentiate and distinguish between two types of nishpachs, the kosher nishpach and the treifa nishpach, then l'chayru, what the Mishnah could have done was stick in nishpach min akli and tell me a case of kosher, and a case of pasul. Case of kosher is where it goes backwards or it falls into a ditch, v'chulu v'chulu. And the case of pasul would be when it went forward. What is the Mishnah's case of a nishpach that's pasul? Where it wasn't nishpach min akli, it was nishpach before it entered the kli. And that's the case of pasul. Chayra, why do you need to tell me such a case of nishpach ala ritzpo lifloy bididei b'medvar mamarun kashiyatza l'chutz avanich nasofim pasul? And the Gemara likes this kasha so much that the Gemara says because of this tyufta, you have to say checkmate. Rabbi Yochanan's second memra is taka upgefrakt. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's two memras regarding galach shleib regal. The first one is galach shleib regal loyshma hilacha l'may nafgemina. If a zar would do it, it wouldn't pasul the carbon. If it was done with a machshava piselis, it doesn't pasul the carbon. If you do a galach shleib regal, you have to unwind. Yachser lekosher, right? That's something that has to be unwound. The second halacha of Rabbi Yochanan is that it's loy efshel letkuna, which means, by the way, you can't unwind it. But as relates to the second halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. Zok the Gemara it halacha shloy berekel. As it relates to halacha shloy berekel, machloikis Rab Shimon v'Rabban. It's a machloikis Reb Shimon and Rabban. Which machloikis Reb Shimon and Rabban? Huh? So, the Gemara means the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, where Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon argued whether a Kohen who has a machshava piselus while he's doing the halacha, would that disqualify the carbon, or would it not disqualify the carbon? According to the Chachamim, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, anyone in the Dal Avodah Saddam, you have a machshava piselus, it's going to be a problem. According to Reb Shimon, halacha is different, right? Now, yesterday we talked a lot about Reb Shimon. We know Reb Shimon holds us different because it's efsher to bring a carbon without doing a halacha. You could always do it, but Saddam is Beach, v'chulu v'chulu, right? But we're going to have to put that aside for a second because the Gemara now is going to almost make believe it doesn't know. It doesn't know that Mishnah. In fact, pun intended, if you've learned this Gemara already, the Gemara is going to humor us a little bit. We'll see the pun in a second. But regardless, so it halachas shleib regel, as it relates to a halachas shleib regel, it's l'chayra tali in the machloikis Rab Shimon and the Rabbanan. Let's just see the words of the Gemara. By lach Rabasi, as it relates to a proper halach kulam lepligi the psula, there would have never been a machloikis between Rab Shimon and the Rabbanan. About the Rab Shimon would be moida that a machshava apiselas while you're doing a proper halach would be an issue. Keep pligi. You want to know what the machloikis was? It was by halachas zutrisi. It was in the event that a halachas shleib regel was done. Now the emesis, this Gemara right here is very misleading. Very, very, very misleading. Because it's almost impossible not to think that when the Gemara now discusses halacha shlo beregel, shma halacha, lo shma halacha, it means what the Gemara meant when it discussed halacha shlo beregel, shma halacha, lo shma halacha from the beginning of the daf up until this point. Right? We had two ibayis and two achrois from Ul in the name of Rabbi Yochanan stating that if you learn through this Gemara properly with Rashi and Yema'ayin and the G'dayli Achroinim, the Shita Mekupetzes, it's in the Hashmotes here, it's clear that there's a nuance over here that actually makes this very, very different than the Halacha Shlo Beregel that we were talking about up until this point. Until this point, the Halacha Shlo Beregel was, a Kohen did a Shechita, wherever. Now you have to take the dam, noch the Kabbalah, and walk it to the Mizbeach. See, you're going to have to walk 10 feet. The proper way to do it is to walk it. Now you did a halacha shalei beregel. Halacha shalei beregel, shma halacha, alay shma halacha. You could have, would have, should have walked it, and instead you just decided to pass it forward and hand it off. Is that considered a halacha, or is that not considered a halacha? What the Gemara is suggesting now, as it relates to the machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, being halacha shalei beregel, shma halacha, alay shma halacha, is where the kohen's already standing by the mizbeach. So let's say a proper halacha was done, and now the kohen stayed by the mizbeach, and he has to take the dam, and he has to just physically move his hands to a way where he'll be able to throw it, right? Do the zrika, together with the mizrach. The question is, that motion, the tchilas hazrika, so to speak, where now There's no walking anymore because you don't have to walk. You can't walk. You're going to bump your nose if you walk. You're exactly where you need to be. But at the same time, you have to do some sort of motion to get the zrika going. Is that considered a maisa halacha? Technically it is, because you're taking the dam and you're bringing it closer to the mizbech, which is the definition of halacha. Or being that you're not moving anymore, it's shaloi beregel, maybe it's not going to be considered a halacha. So it's halacha shaloi beregel, because that's what we're dining over here, but it's very different than the original shayla of halacha shaloi beregel. Because over here, you're in a place where you can't walk it anymore. So it's not a shayla of being that I'm supposed to be walking it, and instead I'm passing it off. So is it considered a halacha, or is it not considered halacha? Over here, there's no walking it anymore. Here, you're physically in front of the mizbeach. The question now is, this motion of bringing a little bit closer, is not considered a halacha? Is not considered a halacha? And the Gemara suggests that it's really the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Again, machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether or not it's shaykh to have a machshava b'shalas b'shalas halacha, but should you learn, the shaila is if you're doing a halacha. Says the Gemara, no. But halacha, Rabbasni, if you're doing a proper halacha, everybody agrees it would be possible. Keep pleading, you want to know what the shaila was. Where you're doing this halacha shalay beregel, and again the case is where you're in a situation where you had no choice but to do this halacha. What's the machlok? Is the rabbanon hold halacha shalay beregel azasar halacha shalay beregel is shma halacha? This is considered a halacha. Being that it's considered a halacha, a machshava hapriselas during that action is going to be considered a problem. Reb Shimon holds that this halacha is halacha shalay beregel, and being that this halacha is a halacha shalay beregel, so what you're doing right now is not considered a halacha. If it's not considered a halacha, there's not going to be a machshav apisels. The Gemara says, "Mechak v'alav marav." In Eretz Yisrael, they heard this pshat and they all started laughing. They thought it was very, very funny. Okay, so what's so funny? So the Gemara is going to have two attempts at what's so funny. The second pshat's taka funny, but the first pshat we're going to have to mutcher with a little bit. Elo, says the Gemara, and this is the first hezber in maybe why it was mechak v'alav marav. Chatos ha'oif. The psula ba machshava, the Rab Shimon, hey chinish kachasla. How is it possible, if you're going to tell me that the yisoid of shitas Rab Shimon, the Mishnah of Gimel Amar Aleph, is that it's halacha shalei beregel, this halacha zutrasi, it's not choshev, in order for you to be able to have a machshava peiselis, well then yilamdenu rabbeinu, Shimon, explain to us, how is it possible to have a machshava peiselis, b'shas tehazah, of the Chatas Oif. So, the Chatas Oif was one of the two Oifois that could be brought as a carbon, Chatas Oif and Oilas Oif. And Chatas Oif was unique in that it didn't have a proper Zrika, right? Ultimately, the Dam was going to end up on the Mizbeach, but what the Kohen would do is he would take the actual Oif and he would, like, squeeze the blood up to wherever the Malika was, right? That's where the incision is. And then he would be mazi, he would spritz it so the blood would end up going on the Mizbech. It's pasha to the Gemara, Ayin Rashi, it's pasha to the Gemara that there has to be a way to have a machshava apiselas b'shas tahazov chatasoif. You're not going to tell me, yeah, technically speaking, it's impossible to have a machshava apiselas. The hanoch is, it has to be. And the Gemara is saying that according to the understanding that Pshat and Reb Shimon is halacha zutrasi is nishta machshava or is nishkain avoida, so explain to me then, how is it possible to have a machshava apiseles while you're bringing the chatas oif? Now, what's the shayla? Well, why is this a problem? Because the chashav alam mikam edalei fagdam, if you're going to tell me that the koyin, I don't know, maybe the case is, you tell me there has to be a machshava apiseles b'shas tahazov of the chatas oif, okay, maybe he had the machshava before the dam emerged from the animal, meaning the kohen is taking the oif and he's lifting it and he's fetching the dam out so it goes to the point of the incision. So now he's going to be able to do the hazah. Well, you just told me that halacha shalei beregel is loishma halacha. I think the way you would have to define that act is as a maisa halacha, halacha zutrasi, and halacha zutrasi, you're telling me, is not a halacha. It's halacha shalei beregel. You're telling me like glumi. Maybe you'll tell me that you'll have the machshava after the dam emerges, right? Well, once the dam emerges, it's avida le mitzvasai. At that point, the mitzvah was already done. And once the mitzvah was already done, at that point, you can't have the machshava anymore. I mean, because once the mitzvah happened, once the avodah was done, at that point, you're already a day late and a dollar short. So, of course, you can't have it there. So, the Gemara says, where exactly is the machshava apiselas going to be manifest when you're doing the hazah of the chatas oif? before the dam comes out, that's a lach shloi berega. Once the dam comes out, shoin lach ha-maisa. So when exactly is it going to happen? Now, that was like this. A few things that just, I think I could to at least address. Number one, I don't know, if you would ask me, I would think that the act of lifting the oif and kvetching the dam, that's not a maisa of ha-lach shloi berega. L'chayra, what that is, that's a maisa zrika. I don't know, I would think that is the maisa zrika. So yeah, ha-lach shloi berega, moving it closer, I don't know, that to me, isn't that just the Zerika? Why are we complicating this? Why are we calling this Halacha Shalai Berego? Isn't that the actual act of the Zerika? But the emes is, the way the Gemara understands Rav Shimon now in the Mishnah, that Rav Shimon never said that you can't have a machshava pisales b'shas Halacha. What he's saying is that the act of being by the Mizbeach and now bringing it closer, just going through the motion, the tchilas hazrika, that's not the zrika. That is a haylocha, and it's haylocha shloi beregel, and it's haylocha zutrasi, and as a result, it's not considered haylocha. Well, okay, if that's the case, as much as maybe us and our balabata shakab would view it as the zrika, but the Gemara is suggesting right now that Reb Shimon didn't view it that way. He actually viewed it as a haylocha, and it's haylocha zutrasi, haylocha shloi beregel, and if haylocha shloi beregel is loish ma haylocha, you can't have a machshav apisel, that can't be where the machshav apisel is going to be as it relates to the azal. So again, we're viewing that initial motion not as a zrika, we're viewing it as a so you can't have the machshava there, according to Reb Shimon. And once you do it, now shein tzu shpeit, right? Once you do it, you certainly can have the machshava. So when exactly are you going to have a machshava? This is another thing that needs to just be addressed again. To say explain, I think, is a very broad term for a Gemara that's hard and dense and requires a lot of yin, but at least address. And that is, the Gemara's kasha was that according to Reb Shimon, how could you have a machshava hapiselis b'shas tahazah of the chatos ha'if? Kana ben shoyl, and it's really Tosfos kasha, that you, why are you asking from the hazah of the chatos ha'if? If this bothers you, then every zrika should bother you. When exactly are you going to have the machshava apiselis b'shas zrika? When you're doing the motion, so that's a haylocha. That's, I thought it was zrika, but it's not. You're telling me it's haylocha. Okay, bringing it closer to the mizbeach is not the act of zrika. It's the act of haylocha. And once the dam comes out, so now it's already too late. So when exactly are you going to have the machshava apiselis as it relates to zrika? So Tosfos says, the reason the Gemara didn't ask from Zerika, because the Gemara fashtes that the Zerika maybe happens from the moment that the dam leaves the motion of the Kayin until it actually lands on the Mizbeach. So however long that's going to take, right? If that takes 3 seconds, that's when the Zerika is happening. So if you want to have the Machshava then, you're not supposed to, lo yichoshev, but that's where it would be chal the Machshava. But the Gemara kahalten, that as it relates to the Azov, the Chatos Ha'oif, once the dam leaves the oif, at that point the Zerika is already nigmar. And what's the basis for that? So Tosfos, I'm going to tell you the basis for that. The basis for that is, because we know there were Hazois that were done on the Paroiches, there were Hazois that were done on the Yom HaKadosh, Bein Habadim, right, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and those Hazois were considered Hazois even if the dam never touched the Paroiches, even if it never touched the Bein Abadim. So what do you see from those Hazois? What you see from those Hazois are that the minute the Hazois is done, even if it doesn't land anywhere, that's going to be okay. A Zerika is only a Zerika if it lands on the Mizbech. So the Gemara is asking on Reb Shimon, this Pshat of Reb Shimon, Mechakla Allah B'Maravo, from Hazor, from Chatos Ha'if, and not from Zerika. Because by Zerika, I'm going to tell you when you're going to have the Machshava Apisel. It's taken not as you're bringing the dam and you're going through the motion to bring it closer to the Mizbeach, because that's Halacha. And that's Halacha Shloi Berego, which in Rav Shimon's world, you can't have a Machshava Apisel. That is the Gemara's current understanding of Rav Shimon and the Mishnah. You'd give a Lamadal. When will you have the Machshava? It would be as soon as it left. It didn't land on the Mizbeach. That's true, but from the minute it leaves the hand of the Kohen until it lands on the Mizbeach, that's all the Zerika. So then, the Machshava Peiselis, Chutzuzmani, Chutzum Kohen, Shalai Lishma, that's when all the bad things are happening. Oh, but the Hazov and the Chatos Ha'oif, L'chari, the minute the Hazov takes place, at that point, Shrein Tzushpet, and we know for sure it's possible to have a Machshava Zbigel, B'Shas Hazov and Chatos Ha'oif. And the question is, when exactly are you going to happen? If you did it, B'Shas, the initial motion, that's Ha'iloch Shalai B'Regel. And if you did it a second later, it was already Isavad Le Mitzvah. So when exactly is it going to take place? So a geshmak a kasha, right? You know what the Gemara's teretz is? My kushya. I don't understand what the whole kasha is. Duma mid the parish adam hotel the mizbeach. So we just had a whole shtickle Torah. It can't be that when it leaves the hand, at that point, it's still beemtza ha-hazov. By zriga, yeah. Or benish by hazov. Why? Because we're telling it to the hazov, the paroiches, and the hazov, the bein abad, which, by the way, was not the hazov, a chat hazov. It's called hazov. Right? There's differences between zriga and hazov. Now's not the time for this. But the maksha thought that the tsushtel, the comparable to the hazov, the chat hazov, would be those hazois. I mean that those hazois, miyad, even before it lands where it needs to land, it's already nasa mitzvah. So when it comes to the hazov and the chat hazov, you would think it's the same way, but the Gemara says, mechateisa. Maybe that's not the way it is. And the Gemara says, I'll even prove it to you. Reb Yirmi asked Reb Zeira Shaila. Now we're familiar with Reb Yirmi's Ibayas. Throughout Chas, right? They're legendary, right? They got Reb Yirmiya thrown out of Beis Medrash, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra in Perek LaYachmer. If you remember, he came back into Beis Medrash at the end of the Masechta, came back in time for the CM at Masechtas Sanhedrin. We already discussed that. But either way, Reb Yirmiya asked Reb Zeira, Hoya Maza, in the event that the Kayim was doing Hazah, Vinikta Yadishal Maza, and then his hand got chopped off, actually, Dam Lavra Mizbeach. Before the Dam landed, the Mizbeach, Mahu. What's the halacha? Meaning, what's the shayla? He became a balmum after he did the maisa hazov, but before the dam actually landed. So, do we treat him like a balmum? It's going to be a problem or not? For Amale, Reb Zeira told Reb Yirmiya psula. It's going to be possible. My time, and what's the reason? Vehiza v'nasan. The Torah says first vehiza, and then it says v'nasan, and we learn from there that be'inon, they have to be the same matzah, b'shas tazah and b'shas tenesin. But what do you see from here? You see from here that the hazah is not considered completed until it actually lands on the mizbeach. Well, if that's the case, then as it relates to the hazah and the chata sa'oif, we're going to say the same exact methodology. Hazah is not completed. Hazah is not completed. By the way, that hazah, this pasuk, vehiza v'nasan, is not talking about the hazah of a chatos oif. It's talking about the hazois of the chatois apnimius. But the point is that if hazah has this tenai of hazah v'hiz of anosan, so you say, Meres, the hazah is not completed until the lands on the mizbech. If it's not completed until the lands on the mizbech, the same is going to be true with regards to the chatos oif. So you want to know when exactly the machshav apisels would happen if we assume that Pshat and Reb Shimon is that you can't have a machshav b'shas this hoylocha shloi b'regel. It would be from the time it leaves the hand of the kohen until it lands on the mizbech. Ay, it was this avidly mitzvasai. What are we basing it on? We're basing it on the fact it doesn't have to land on the Pereiches, it doesn't have to land on the Bein Abadim, but it's not really true. Because you see from Rabbi Yirmiya that if it was Nikta Yadoy and before it landed, it would be possible. That means the Hazah is still being Nimshach. Just like by the Zrika, we knew for a double Pasha, that's the way it is. You see, it's the way it is with regards to the Hazah as well. That's when the Machshav HaPiselis would take place. Either way, so again, the Gemara suggested that maybe Pshat of the Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabban, and the Mishnah, Tafid Gimel Amar Aleph, whether or not you can have a machshava b'selos b'shas ha'ilacha. Now, it's not talking about your classic ha'ilacha. It's talking about that last minute when you're standing by the mizbeach already and you're going through this motion of taking the dam and bringing it closer to the mizbeach. That's what the Gemara is That is what Rav Shimon and Rabbanu were arguing about. We're referring to it as ha'ilacha shloi b'regel, using that term loosely because it's a little different than the ha'ilacha shloi b'regel, mitchilas adaf, ha'ilacha zutrisni in the vernacular of the Gemara. And maybe that's the yisoid of Shitas Rav Shimon, right? Chum don't need explanation. Rav Shimon needs explanation. The yisoid of Shitas Rav Shimon is that ha'ilacha is nitkaina melacha, and as a result, that would not be a Dover Chashev for you to be able to have a Machshav HaPisels. But when they heard this in Eretz Yisrael, they laughed. And the question is, why did they laugh? So first, the Gemara suggested they laughed because how would it be possible to have a Machshav HaPisels b'shnas da hazo b'chatos oif? But the Gemara says, no, it's not funny, right? It's pretty serious. There's a way to do that. So the Gemara says, Yasser Rapapa, Rav Huna Brei Rav Shumi Bei Rav, Rapapa, Rav Huna Brei Rav Shumi, they came back from Bei Rav, Amri, they said, Hainu Chuka. I'll tell you what the joke is, right? Sometimes you have a Gemara with Amirama mooching to figure out the joke. But Hainu Chuka, I'll tell you why they were laughing. Because, Uba Hailacha Rabasi Loi Pligi? You're going to tell me the Machayit of Shin Rabbana is not Hailacha Rabasi? Falki Pligi, Bailacha Rabasi Pligi. I mean, this sounds bris. You're going to tell me they're not arguing by Alacha Rabasi? They are arguing by Alacha Rabasi. Okay. Beer, Dvarim, Hakdoshim. No, it's Pasha, because read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, what's Pshan and Reb Shimon? Pshan and Reb Shimon is because it's possible to do a Krabas HaKarban on a Halacha. I mean that it's Efshe B'loi Hiluch, so it's for that reason you can't have a Machshav by Alacha. You need to do it Halacha Shlai B'regel. It's taka funny. That is not the Pshan. Simli Gemara says, Eliyat, say by Alacha Zutra Zikulam B'loi Pligi. the loy pasul. As it relates to halachas literacy, this halachas shloi beregel, everybody agrees that you can have a machshava pesals. Now you see, there's a Bach. The Bach says svarim acherim. Others had the girsa. Not kuli amo pligi the loy pasla, but rather kuli amo loy pligi the pasul. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi also had both girsas. But the bottom line is, as it relates to could you have a machshava hapeselas b'shas that last move of bringing the dam closer to the mizbech, what we're referring to as right the second sug haylocha shalei beregel. Either everybody holds it is pasul, or everybody holds it's not pasul. It's not the machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim. That's what we need. Keep pligi. What was the machlokes? By halacha rabasi, by a proper halacha, the halacha of the Dalet Avodas Adam. What is the machlokes? Go back and learn the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Yud Dalet Daf, and you'll see a little bit of an explanation of what exactly the machlokes is. Moving along, says the Gemara Vayter, halicha zar. What would be if a zar did a halacha? Very important one word Rashi. Halicha zar berega. This is not a halacha shle beregel. Now we're doing a halacha beregel. So what would be if a zar did a halacha beregel? The chziroi koyin, and then a koyin took it from the zar and brought it back. Lav dafka. Rashi says that the koyin brought it back. Somebody brought it back. The chazar v'halichay, and then the koyin went and he did a proper halacha. So again, what happened? A zar did haylacha. This is very, very bad, right? Because the minute a zar does a haylacha, really, the carbon should be pasul. The question is, if a zar does a haylacha, regular haylacha, could we unwind it and get it right this time or not? So again, haylicha zar, vechziroi koyen, vechazav haylicha, and now the koyen did a proper haylacha. Would it be kosher or not? So the Gemara says, "Pligi b'bnei Rabchi v'Rabbiyan." It was machloikis between the sons of Rabchi and Rabbiyan. Chadam, one said kosher, one said it's kosher. Vechadam, and the other one said pasul, it's going to be pasul. Mar Savar, the one that said it's kosher, efshalut kuna. He holds it can be masakir. Mar Savar, the other one. The one that said pasul holds lo yefshel l'tkuna, you can't be misakin. And again, let's not confuse this gemara with the gemara in the top of the yomid. Halacha shloi beregel efshel l'tkuna lo yefshel l'tkuna. This is something completely different. We're talking about where a zar did the halacha. It was a halacha beregel, and the question is, could you be misakin halacha that was done by a zar, or could you not? Now Rashi speaks out that really the tzad efshel l'tkuna is a very mechudesh digit tzad, because when it comes to the other avoides, if a zar would do an avoide, e efshel l'tkuna. Once the zar does the avoida, at that point, you're out of business. There's one exception. The exception is that if a pasul does Kabbalah, there's an idea of yachzer akash of your Kabbalah. You can maybe do another Kabbalah. Rashi addresses it. It's beyond the scope of what we need for Pash Pshan in this Gemara right now. But the bottom line is, usually, if a zar would do a avoida, it would knock out the avoida. So really, the chad on makasher is saying a very big chiddush. Halacha is going to be different. Again, one of the themes of the last few dafin. Halacha is a little bit different. Not all of the Dalet Avodah Saddam were created equally. Halacha is a little bit different, and you have Azachad Omar who holds that even though usually if a pasul would do the Avodah, there's no way to be Mesakin, but when it comes to Halacha, at that point it would be okay. Says the Gemara another Shiloh. What would be if Halichai Koyin, a Koyin did the Halacha, Vehechzirai, and then it was brought back, Vechazav Halichai Zar, and now a Zar went ahead and he did the second Halacha. Would it be a problem or not be a problem? So again, what happened? This was the reverse case. In the first case, a zar did the halacha. We brought it back, and now the kohen did it. In the second case, the kohen did the halacha. We brought it back, and now the zar went ahead, and the zar did it. So the kohen did it the first time, the zar did it the second time. I'm Rav Simi Barashi. So Rav Simi Barashi said, to me, the two shaylos, I'm amish toli zebezeh. L'divri amachshe, according to the manda amar, we don't know who it was, a chadama chadama, but according to the mandama that said kosher in the first case, where it was haylichai zar, but then the koyin went ahead and he was masakin it was okay. Well, in this case, pasul, it's going to be pasul. And Rashi says, let's read Rashi, because kivan the hasa my time amachsher, why is it kosher in the first case? The azul basa basraisa. Because we look at the second one. The end of the day, you're right, the first halacha was done by a zar, but the second one was done by a koyin. And what we care about is what happened second. Well, here too, you're going to look at what happened second. And what happened second? What happened second was the zar did it second. First the koyin did it, then the zar did it. So l'divrei amachshir, the one who holds kosher in the first case because we go basa basraisa apostle. Over here it's going to be basal, because here the basraisa was the basal. The divrei apostle, according to the one that said that it's going to be apostle in the first case. Why is apostle in the first case? Because we go basa de kamaisa. And the Tzar did it first. You can't unwind what the Tzar did. Well, machsher. So if you can't unwind the pasul one, you can't unwind the kosher one. And once the Kohen did did it, but if I'm kosher, at that point it's going to be kosher. So I've seen Barashi said to me the two shayles that Tali Zeb said. Rav Amar, Rav said a geshmak esach. He said after divrei apostle, even according to the one that said posel in the first case, posel it's going to be posel in the second case as well. So again, the one that said posel in the first case held once the zara is moilichit, it's no different than the other avoiders. That once the zara does it at this point, he knocks out the whole thing, and there's no way to be mesakin it. Now, if that's the case, it sounds like you go baser the kamaisa. If you go baser the kamaisa when the kohen did it first. And then the Zohar did it, it should be kosher because you're going basa the first one, says Rava. No. Even though it's true, the Divrei Apostle said that you go basa the Kamaisa, but here it's going to be pasul. You want to know why? My timer. The Hatzarech le'amtuye. Because at the end of the day, once it was walked back, now you have to do a halacha all over again. And a vifel, a pasul, is going to go ahead and do that. Halacha, it's going to come out that again, a halacha psula was done. The point is like this. The point is that once you walk the dam back, at that point, it's mechayev a new halacha. Meaning, what would be the svara where the kohen did it first, and then it was brought back, and the zohar did it to be kasha? You're going to say, because what do you mean? I did a kasha halacha. I walked these 5 feet, ba'if and kasher. So now I walked it ba'if and pasul? Okay, so I walked the ba'if and kasher, I walked the ba'if and pasul, I go bas to the kamaisa. So if I go bas to the kamaisa, it should be okay. It's not the way we look at it. The way we look at it is that once it gets walked back, now it thunders a new halacha. It's not pshat, I'm doing the same halacha twice. Now it's tzarech lamtuye. I got to do a halacha all over again. Because when you walk it back, it inevitably is going to require halacha. Now, if a kosher would walk it first, and then you would walk it back, so that's going to be okay. L'divrei ha-machshir. Because he holds that at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me that's what he did. And even the Divrei Apostle, it would be a problem because you'll tell me that once you walk the Ba'ifim Psul, so you walk the Ba'ifim Psul, that automatically knocks it out. But that's the Shiloh, Kosher Apostle. But the point is that once you take it back, Kuli Amaloi Pligi Zok Rubber, when you walk it in Sveitim, well, you gotta get it right. Right? The shayla of the Divrei HaMachshir, the Divrei HaPoysel, the question of the Chadam, the Bnei Rabchi and Rabbi Yanai, is can you unwind the bad halacha or could you not unwind the bad halacha? Yeah, it's a nice shayla. When it comes to Shara Avodas, you can. It's sad that maybe when it comes to halacha, you can. That's a very nice shayla. But Kuli Amaloi Pligi, that if you do a halacha, a good or a bad, and now you walk it back, when you're going to walk it forward again, you better get it right. Because that's a new mechayev of halacha. I already walked it good. Who cares you walked it good? But after you walked it back, you got to walk it good again. Because now that the dam needs that halacha in order to get closer to the mizbech, it's nichlam the ikachi of halacha. So says Rava, afle divrei apoysel. It's very nice. He holds that the Tsar passed it. But now that it was walked back, now it's a new, fresh Mechayev of Halacha, right? In the words of the Gemara, it's Tsarech Lamtuye. Now it needs to arrive back at the Mizbech. And if it has to arrive back at the Mizbech, it's Pashat. It's going to have to be done by a Kosh. Only Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Ashi. Rav Yirmiyah told Rav Ashi, Hachi Am Rav Yirmiyah Midifti. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Yirmiyah Midifti. Hot Tsarech Lamtuye. This Svara of Tsarech Lamtuye, Machloikis Rabbeliez Rabbanon. It's really telling Machloikis Rabbeliez Rabbanon. Which Rabbeliez Rabbanon? From Unzer Mishnah, the Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. So we had the sheet of the Chachamim, you can have a Machshava Pesalos by Hilacha. We had the sheet of Rab Shimon, being that it's Efshava Lehiloch, you can have a Machshava Pesalos by Hilacha. There was a third sheet, the sheet of Rabbi Yehazah. Rabbi Yehazah said, quote, "Amahalach b'makom shetzarech lahalach." If somebody did Hilacha in a place where you had to do Hilacha Machshava Pesalos, then the Machshava is Pesalos. Makom shein tzarech lahalach. If you were having the Machshava in a place where you didn't have to walk, a Machshava Pesalos, then the Machshava is not going to be Pesalos. Amar Rava said, "Hakol moidim." Everybody is moido. So again, this is what Rabbi Yehazah said, right? So according to Rabbi Yehazah, if you had the Machshava in a place where you needed to do Hilach, the Machshava Pesalos. If not, not. So Rava the Amor is coming to qualify. He says, "Hakol moidim." There's no machlokes in the Mishnah. I mean, Rabbi Yehazah and the Chachamim. The Chachamim would seem to say you could always have a machshava pesalos b'shas lilacha. And Rabbi Yehazah says only if you're walking in a place where you have to walk. Everybody agrees that kiblu b'chutz v'hechnisoi b'fnim. If the kohen did the kabbalah far from the mizbeach and then he walked it closer to the mizbeach, well, zeh hiluch shatzarach lahalich. That's a hiluch that you have to take. Everybody would agree. Rabbi Yehazah and the Chachamim machshava pesalos would knock it out. Additionally, everybody would agree if you did the Kabbalah close to the Mizbech and then you went on reverse, right? Start going tzirik tzivig, you start working backwards. Zehu hiluch, ain't tzarech lahalich.
Even the Chachamim would be moided. Das is nicht Hiloch. Because again, there's a big lumdus here. Halach is bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. It's not walking, doing laps, holding the Dam. That's not what it is. It's bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. So walking backwards, everybody would agree that you can't have a Machshav Pesach. What's the Machloikis? Lo nechleku elo kishehechnisai vechazar vehoitziyai. The case is where the kind of the Kabbalim went to the Mizbeach. Then he went backwards. And here's really the punchline, right? The punchline is missing from the Gemara. It's really the next words. V'chazar v'hechnisai. And then he brought it back again. Mar sofar. T'chachamim hold. Hotzarech lam tuye. And therefore, if you ever have a machshava pisalos, then it would be a problem. Mar sofar. Rebbe Eliezer l'avki hiluch. It's not considered hiluch hatzarech l'avoyda tami. And it's for that reason, it would not be a problem. Either way, said this to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmi l'Ravashi. I'll tell you what I heard from this svar of Rava, of Tzarech La'amtuye, that once you take it away from the Mizbeach, even if a Kohen did a Kotroi Lacha the first time, but now that you take it away from the Mizbeach, you better get it right. That is really totally in the Machloikis, Rabbi Zechamim, Fakert, Alzeh Nechleku, Rabbi Leaz, and the Chamim, the Mishnah. Stating that, the Gemara says, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya heard all this, and Abaya said, I have a big problem. And this is from a Braisa that again discusses the Machloikis, Rabbi Leaz, and the Chachamim, but like all Braises, it's a little more explanatory than the Mishnah. And there's just one line here that's going to knock out this pshat. Rabbi Leaz said, Mahalech, Mokim Shetzarech Lahalech, in the event that the Kohen was doing halacha, and it was in a place where he needed to do halacha, Machshava Pesach, Ketzer, what's the case? Kibble Bechot, if he did the Kabbalah far from the Mizbeach, Vechnisai Lefnim, and he walked towards the Mizbeach, Zeu, Hilach Shetzarech Lahalech, Kibloi Befnim. If he did the Kabbalah close to the Mizbeach, and then he walked away from the Mizbeach, Zehu Hiluch Shein Tzarech Leilich. That is Rabbi Eliezer's example of a Hiluch Shein Tzarech Leilich. Meaning, what's the case of a Hiluch Shein Tzarech Leilich? The case is where he walked it backwards. Abba Zokt Abaya, what do you see clearly from Rabbi Eliezer? Hachaza Vehechnisa. But let's say he would walk it backwards and then walk it forwards again, the Svar of Tzarech Lam Tuye. Well, then Hiluch Shein Tzarech Lehalichu. Then it would be a Hiluch Shein Tzarech Lehalich. So he said, I feel the Rabbi Eliezer holds it a Svar of Tzarech Lam Tuye. Not only the Chacham, that's Pash the Chacham, you would assume hold it. But even Rabbi Eliezer holds it the Svar of Tzarech Lam Tuye. Either way, this is what Abaya asked Amalesi. He told Abaya, Itanya, Tanya. Right? Listen, I'm saying Abraisa, not Abraisa. I'm not going to argue with Abraisa. Itanya, Tanya. And on that note, Hadron, Allah, Kol HaSvach. Really, just to make the shortest recap possible on today's daf, if you think about today's daf, you can really divide it into four quadrants, right? You can divide it into four quarters. There were four parts of the daf. The first was, Halacha Shlei Beregel, Shema Halacha, Eloi Shema Halacha. It's talking about where you did the Shechita Kabbalah, where you're supposed to do it, you have to walk wherever you have to walk to get it to the Mizbech. Instead of walking it, instead of passing it, you decided to hand it off, right? That's basically what happened. And the question is that considered a halacha, or is it not considered a halacha? The Mayan of Kamina, if a czar does it, is it going to cause problems? A machshava piseles, would that be an issue? Do you have to unwind it to the extent it's not okay, right? And that the Gemara said, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, halacha shle berega, lo yishma halacha, and thus is the halacha. Not halacha, halacha. Right. The second quadrant of the daf was assuming halacha shaloi berega loishma halacha efshalut kuna le efshalut kuna. What's the shaila efshalut kuna le efshalut kuna? Is it just not a halacha or is it a halacha hapliseles? So now we just knocked out the entire carbon. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan psula, which the Gemara understands means that it knocks it out. Stating that the Gemara had a tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. And therefore, from the Maskara Gemara, it certainly sounds like, as it relates to Halacha Shloi Beregel, passing or not passing, it's not going to pass. Rabbi Yochanan said it, and Rabbi Yochanan was knocked out. He was checkmated. The Gemara said, Tiyufta. That was the second Shaila. The third Shaila, the Gemara revisited the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Gemara suggested that maybe the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim is Halacha Shloi Beregel, Shma Halacha, Loi Shma Halacha. But very carefully, that's not the same Shaila of Halacha Shloi Beregel that we're discussing. That's a question of where the coins already by the Mizbeach, and now he's going to move the blood. Go through the initial motion of the Zrika, of the Hazah, he's going to bring it closer to the Mizbeach. Is that considered an act during which he could have a machshava pesalos or not. If it is, the Gemara suggested it would be a hoilacha, but he's not moving, so it would be a hoilacha shleibiregel. Now, it's a hoilacha shleibiregel where there is no oifen of walking. So it's not like you're doing hoilacha b'oifen meshunna. It's not the tchilas adaf. But at the same time, the Gemara's understanding is some sort of hoilacha, and the question is, would that be enough to pass or not? And the Gemara put it out there that there was a zayi yeshayimrim, that was the machlokes of Reb Shimon and the Chacham. That Reb Shimon held that loish mahilacha, and that's what he means when he said you can't have a machshava b'shalos b'shasiluch. Chacham held shmahilacha. Gemara says mechak la love b'marava. Initially, the Gemara thought mechak la love b'marava because what's the hechatimsa to have a machshava b'shalos b'shas tahazah of a chatas oif? But ultimately, the Gemara says mechak la love b'marava because not what Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon was pretty clear in the Mishnah; could not have been more clear. He said that the reason there's no machshava b'shalos b'hilacha is because it's possible not to do hilacha. That's not this hilacha. Because first of all, this halacha, it's not possible to live without. And besides, it's clear he's talking about a regular halacha. He's saying you could always do the shechita if it's on his bech. What shaitas? What in the world does this have to do with shechitas Rav Shimon? Hence, mechak wa'alav b'marav. And finally, the last part of the daf was if a zar would do halacha. If a zar would do halacha, does that now make the carbon possible or not? Usually, if a zar does a halacha, at least the dam that he did the avodah with. I'm saying malacha, avoida. At least the dam that he's doing the halacha, the avoida with, would become possible. But maybe halacha is different. You are as a tzad, maybe halacha is different. And the truth is, pligim of Nei Rab Chiv Rab Yana, Echanam HaKosher. And there was another one that said possible. Another part, a subplot to this last part of the daf, was there was an idea that what would be if a kohen did a halacha, and then it was walked back. Would you need a kohen kosher to bring it back to that point? Or do we say there was a good halacha that was already done with it? So once a good halacha was done with it, so maybe now even a zar could go ahead and bring it. And it seems that Rav Simon Barashi thought that I could hear it both ways. Rava said there's a new svara called Tzorech Lam Tuye, that it's very nice you did a good halacha, but once you unwind that halacha, now you got to do a new halacha all over again. The Gemara even added tzad, that could be that was the machloikis Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim in the end of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Excel. Either way, as it relates to raid, really the appropriate thing to do would be to speak out some raid related to halacha, but we're holding a little bit in the middle of the sugya of Shechita Lav Avodei. So I think it's kedai to go and do a part two related to Shechita Lav Avodei. That is, it's Yodua that the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Nosoi, and this is on Daf Chav Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, says, quote, so it's in the context of the Mincha Soita. That's why it's in Parshas Nosoi. It's talking about the Soita, and it's in the context of the carbon that the Soita used to bring. And the Zohar says as follows, Hacha is le'istakla. Kedai to be mispoinein a little bit in the parish of the Saita. Haksiv, the pasuk says, v'shachat es ben habakar. Right? Where does it say v'shachat es ben habakar? So this pasuk is mentioned in parashas Vayikra, right? Perik Aleph pasuk hey, v'shachat es ben habakar lufnei Hashem, v'ekrivu bnei Aharon akehanim es hadam, v'zorku es hadam alam es beach sovev asher pesach hayomai. This is literally where the Torah introduces us to shechita and to kabbalah, and including v'ekrivu is also haylacha and zrika. Everything's happening in this one pasuk. Fifth pasuk in Torah's Kayanim. It says, v'shachat es ben habakar. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, v'shachat, from the fact that the Torah says v'shachat, we learn from here, achara v'lav kahana. Someone that is not a kohen. What's the diik? Because it says, v'shachat es ben habakar lefnei Hashem, and then afterwards it says, v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon akayanim es adam. So implying that the shechita should be done by an achara v'lav kahana. You ready? The kahana osa lebedino. Because a kohen is not allowed a shecht. And the reason he's not allowed a shecht is because shechita involves dinin, and begin the layafkina hu asad the achid bey, and if he's going to get involved in dinim, he's going to be poigame. The place that his shayrish is rooted in, which is a place of chesed, and it's for that reason, the shachat that's ben abaka is achar of alav kahana, the kahana asalei bedina. A koyein is not allowed to do shechita. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, ki yodua, wrote a sefer called Mitpachas Svarim on the Zohar HaKadosh. If you know, you know. Some very sharp agoyis. And on this Zohar, right here in Parshas Nosoi, he's maflig and he says that everybody knows Shchitik Sheira Bazar, and everyone knows the diyek that the Zohar HaKadosh is making, and that is v'shachat as ben habakar lifnei Hashem, and only afterwards v'krivu bnei aharon akayanim es adam. And we learn from there mikabala ve'elach is when there's a mitzvah skuna, but Shchitik Sheira Bazar. But to tell me the kahana osalei bedina that a kohen is not allowed a shecht begin the layafke mahu aser the ochid be, he says it's kineged divrei chazal, and he says it's something that's really tzorich iun gadol a mitzvah liyashiv. What's pashup shad? How could you have a zohar kodesh that seems to be so blatantly kineged something that we know from chazal? Now, the truth is, if you ask someone, Yachdemdin said it's kineged chazal, which chazals is he referring to? So pashut, I don't know, shchit is ksheir bazar. It's kosher bazar. But that it has to be dafka by a koyin, there's no such mekar anywhere, there's no such gemara. But I saw that Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Netzoitzei Zoyar, which is the Maseiros HaShas equivalent thereof, that he was zoyche to write on the Zoyar HaKadosh, say he brings kedarkei b'kodesh, marum mokim after marum mokim, to bring out where exactly is it that this Zohar HaKadosh is keneged Chazal. And really, I think it's kedai to go through some of his Marim Mokim. It's actually interesting. The first Marim Mokim that he brings is a Targum Yoinis. He says, take a look at the Targum Yoinis in Ben Uziel in the beginning of Parshas Metzayra. So Parshas Metzayra begins, Zohis Tia Teiros HaMetzayra B'yom Tarasoy V'huva El HaKoyin. Right? The Metzayra would be brought to a Koyin, and then there were Karbonois that were brought as part of the Tyre of the Metzayra. So the Pasuk says, this is Pasuk Hei, V'tziva HaKoyin V'shachat Es HaTzipor Ho'echos El Kli Cheres Al Mayim Chayim. So the Koyin commanded V'shachat Es HaTzipor, says Targum Yoinesin, V'faket Kohano L'tabach. The Kohen should instruct the butcher, right, the Shoichet, the Yikois, and then the Shoichet should shecht, Yas Tziporo Chadu L'man the Chasaf Amei Mabua. And says Rav Reuven Margolis, at first glance, this Targum Yoinesin is a little bit of a Chiddush. He's teaching the Tziva HaKohen that the Kohen should command the Tabocha, and then the Tabocha should be the Veshachat Es HaTzipor Ho'echos. It almost sounds like the Kohen himself can't do the Shechita. See, he says that the Emes is, I think this Targum Yoinesin, Afal Pishei Rai L'Dover, Remes L'Dover, maybe to this Mechudish de Gezoya, where the Targum Yoinesin Taich, V'tziva HaKohen Veshachat, that not that the Kohen himself should do the Shechita, but V'fakei Kohano L'Tabocha. It almost sounds like the Tabocha is not HaKoyin. It's Vitziva HaKoyin to somebody else. Again, it's not a klar raya, but a little bit of a remez, something that's maybe a little more geshmak al kopanim, al pi the zayir, al kopanim, as it relates to this zayir being keneged chazal. So I'm just going to mention seven mar makoimis, all fast, from Rav Reuven Margolis' Netzoitzei Zayir. The first is the Gemara that we spoke about at length in yesterday's daf, where the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, that when Chana said, Ela Naraz Ez Palalti, Omer Rabbe Lozo Shmu Moir Alokh Lefnei Rabbi Hoy, Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Vayishchatu Es Hapar, and immediately after, it's the same Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Mishum de Vayishchatu es hapar, heviu anar el Eli. El, Amalem Eli. Eli was looking to do Shechita. He said, Kiru Koyen, find the Koyen, leisni, let him come, velishchait, and shecht. Chazinu Shmuel, Shmuel saw, Dav mahadri basar koyen lemishchat, that the oil was trying to find a coin to do shchita. Amalahu. So he said, Lama luchu lehadure basa koyen lemishchat. Why do you need a koyen? Shchita bizar ksheira. A shchita is kasha bizar. Shmuel didn't say that a kohen can't do shchita. He said, Lama luchu lehadure basa koyen lemishchat. Vos machsta azay? Az agarita, you have to find a kohen? Memuz nisht haban a kohen. Shchita bizar ksheira. But not that it's awesome. So from the fact that Shmuel says, Lama luchu lehadure basa koyen lemishchat, it's very, very mashma that be'etzem it would have been okay for a kohen to do the shchita. The second Marum Mokim is Raya Mehemna in Parshas Ekev. It's Daf Reish Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Come Raya Mehemna. The Raya Mehemna got up. Pasach for Omer, and he said, Aharon Kahana, Aharon HaKoyen, Kum Mishi Noscha, get up from your slumber, L'midbach, because you have to shech Toirin, the Oinin, the Imrin, the Oithin, the Chol Minin, the Tzrichel, the Sudas of the Malka. You have to go, you have to shecht all the different animals that are needed for the Sudas of the Malka. Said Rabbi from Margolis, this is a Mefurish Zoyar Kodesh. It's a Rai Mehemno, but it's a Mefurish Zoyar that says this in him. Kumar Nakoyin, Ahar Nakoyin, it's your job. You have to get up and you have to do this. There's a Yerushalmi, a Mesech Tishkolim, Perik Dalid, Halacha Beis. By the way, like all Rabbi from Margolis is, right? When you come to the table with a stack of Svarim, it's all just Bryces. That's mamish all it is. But it's a Yerushalmi, a Mesech Tishkolim, it's Perik Dalid, Halacha Beis. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Talmidei Chachamim, Hamelamden Esa Koyhanim. The Talmidei Chachamim, they used to teach the Koyhanim, Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Kabbalah, Hilchas Zrika, Noitlin Tzchar, Mechumas Alishka. You want to know how they got paid? They used to get paid from the Chumas Alishka. But what were they teaching the Kayhanim? They were teaching the Kayhanim Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Kabbalah, Hilchas Rika. It sounds like, because Kayhanim, for sure, if they want to do Shchita, they have a right to do Shchita. Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Chav Beis, Zion. The Vayikra Rabba over there is discussing the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, that the Gemara Masechta Schulin Daf Yud Zayin Amaralf discusses, and that is that we know the relationship that Yidden had with meat when they were in the Midbar is different than the relationship that they would have with meat from the time they entered Eretz Yisrael. It's Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what exactly that relationship was. Yeshoimrim, Chadomar, that it was usher to eat Basa Taiva in the Midbar. The Chadomar, Rabbi Akiva said, no, the Yidden were allowed to eat Basa Taiva when they were in the Midbar. However, when they were in the Midbar, they didn't have to do Shechita. If they wanted to eat Basa Nechira, they wanted to just kill that, can't behave in Menachai, that's Shevim Mitzvah Neyachiva. But if they wanted to eat meat, in any way they were allowed to eat it. So it's in that setting. Tony Rabbi Shmuel said, the Fisha Hoyu Yisrael Asurim Basa Taiva in the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel, she is them when they were in the Midbar, they weren't allowed to eat Basa Taiva at all. The Ficha Chezira Nakosav, said the Torah warned them, Sheyu Mevi'in Karbonei Seyin L'Koyein, that they should bring their karbanos to the Koyein. V'akoyein Shoychetu Mekavos. As for my goals, I have another medrash. V'ayikra Rabba, Parshat Chavbeis, Hakoyein Shoychetu Mekavos. This one's also classic, Rabbi Margolis. This is a medrash in Shir HaShirim. It's Gimel Yud Aleph. It's going on the pasuk. Hine mitasei shalashloimoi, shishim giboirim savavla, migiboiri Yisrael, kulam achuzei cherev, melumdei melchama. So what does it mean that all these giboirim are achuzei cherev? Rab Ze'erev, Rab Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel. Eilu talmidei chachamim. It's referring to talmidei chachamim. She melamdem lekoyhanim hilchas shchita v'kabbalah zrika u'kmitza. It's referring to the koyhanim that are learning. They're the achuzei cherev because they're holding on to their knives. A mishnah. Mesechtes Yuma Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph. We know that there were different Geirolis that used to happen every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. HaPayis HaSheini, what was the second Geirol? Mi Shoichet, Mi Zoyrek, Mi Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mi Medashim Es HaMenoira, Mi Malei Varm LaKevesh, etc., etc. But Mi Shoichet, who was lining up for the Geirols? Kayanim. The Mishnah says all the Kayanim used to come together and they would make a Geirah. They would say, Mishoichet. Zayra Kaddish says that a Kayin can't shecht. It's enough in a Mishnah. Mishoichet. This is the last one we're going to mention. And that is, it's enough in a Pasuk, said Rabbi Margolis. It's in Divrei Ayomim Beis, Pasuk Chavtes, Perik Chavtes, Psukim Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Shame on us, we didn't know this, right? So the Pasuk says as follows. Vayagishu, I'm sarcastic. Vayagishu es Seirei Achatos lifnei HaMelech v'Hakol. They brought the Seirei Achatos in front of the Melech and in front of the Kol. Vayismuchu Yideyam Aleyim, and they did Smicho. Vayishchotum HaKoyhanim, and then the Koyhanim went ahead and they did Shchita. It's off of the Pasuk. Divrei Yomim Beis, Kapitel Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel and Pasuk Chav Dal. The bottom line is, says Rabbi Margolis in his Netzoy Tzayar, Ayin Shom, there's a lot more Mar Mekoymus as well, that a Chav, we counted 7 Mar Mekoymus, where you see clearly that it was okay. The Gemara Brachas Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where Shmuel says, Lomeluchu L'aduri Basar Koyim L'mishchad, why are you making yourself Meshuggah to go Basar Koyim? The Rai Mehemnus says in Parshas Ekev, Aharon Kahana Kumashi Noscha, get up! L'midbach teirim v'oinim v'imrim v'oifim v'chominim d'tzricha l'sudas of the Malka. We have the Yerushalmi Masech Tishkolim that the chevre they used to teach the Kayanim Hilchas Shchita for the Avodah. They used to get paid from the Trumas HaLishka. We have Rabbi Yishmol's Memra in the Medrash in Parshas Achrimois. L'fish ha'yisro l'asurim b'basa taiva b'midbar. That sheet is Rabbi Yishmol Chulun Yud Zayin. L'fich ha'chazira na'kosnif shenyu m'viyin korbin o'yseyam la'koye. We have the Medrash in Shir Hashirim, where Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel said, what does it mean that there was Shishim Giboirim Kulam Achuzei Cheref Elu Talmidei Chachomim Shemalamdin L'Koyhanim Hilchis Shchita? We have the Pious Hasheni Mi Shoichet, and we have a Mefurish Apostle in Divrei Hayom and Beis Perichov Tes Pasach Chav Gimel and Pasach Chav Dalet Vayishchotum HaKoyhanim. So the truth is, it's very, very Tamua. What's Pashup Shan in the Zaya? And the emphasis is Kama Kumus in the Shtamba. Very, very Shver Zaya. Very, very Shver Zaya to be Miyashiv. But there's one Marumokum Nifla we spoke about a little bit in the last Machzer, and it's brought down in the Cheshek Shloima. And his agoyis al hashas and masechtas menachas daf yud tes on the base, and he brings it in the name of his brother Rabbi Tzavel. So the Chetzik Shloime was Rabbi Shloime Akoyim Mivilna, and he had a brother whose name was Rabbi Tzavel Akoyim Mivilna, who was a goyin oylam. And a lot of the Torah we know from the Chetzik Shloime, we know because from Rabbi Tzavel Akoyim Mivilna, we know because the Chetzik Shloime quotes him a lot. But he talks about him how he was so much greater than him, and he was the biggest goyin in Litta. That dvarim you're doing. But either way, in the end of a Haggah, in Menachos Yotes on the days, he says as follows, Umipi mar ochi agoyin zeich tzadik lebrach shamati lefarish divrei hazoi HaKadosh ana. The hod amr dekehana asaleh. This that the Zoi HaKadosh says, that it's also for koyin to do shchita. Ratzoloi mar, de koyin bebigdei kohuna asaleh shchit. What it means is that a kohen's not allowed to do shechita with big day kuna. You know why? Because kivan the shechita kasha bazar, being that shechita's kasha bazar, have a way kilayim shaloi b'shas havoita. If a kohen is going to wear big day kuna b'shas shechita, shechita ksheir bazar, shechita lav avoidi, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, Yudalim Beis, and so many other places. So therefore, it comes out if the kohen's going to wear the big day kuna at that point, what's coming out? What's coming out is wearing big day kuna shaloi b'shas havoita. And if that's the case, he would get Malkus. And you can't do something that's going to get you into Malkus. And that's what the Zohar means. The Zohar means not that a Kohen can't do Shechita. He can't do Shechita wearing the big dekuno. Ava beloy begodim, undeclaredim, bevadai mutal lishchoit. Avad, it's going to be okay. Vahodo amah v'shochat achara. This that he said, v'shochat achara, haino, mishun de beloy big dekuno, ava leizor. Because if he's not wearing the big dekuno, he's a zor. The ain't big day amaleim, ain't kunosam aleim. Because if he's not wearing his begodim, he's not considered a Kohen. And that's why he's called an achra. So when the Zohar says that it has to be davka zor above v'loy achra, what does it mean? V'loy achra, it means that if the kohen's going to go ahead and the kohen's going to be wearing the big dekuna, it's going to be a brow. If he's not wearing the big dekuna, that's when he's an achra. And if that's when he's an achra, that's going to be okay. V'zen nira li kafta v'ferach b'firish divrei azor hakodesh v'divrei pi chochem chen. This is what the Cheshek Shloime brings from his brother Rabbi Tzal. But I'll tell you, I saw on Shabbos, and Rabbi Ruv Margolis in his Netzoy Tzizayr, by the way, brings this Maramokim from Bitzal HaKoyim Mivilna, and he says, take a look in the Pirish Toyefes Re'im, which is a Pirish on the Yireim, the Sefer Yireim, Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of Mitzvah Tov Samach. So Tov Samach is the Mitzvah regarding Soita. And at the end of a very long Arichas regarding Soita, so the Baal Tayefes Re'im, he brings the Zohar HaKadosh, because we mentioned in the beginning, the Zohar HaKadosh is in Parshas Nasai, because it's in the context of the Soita. Of the site, and he says, "Upoi roisi leheir, amasha roisi behamelitz shnas tofresh nun tes number 115." So the Baal Tev Remi says, saw in a journal that somebody wanted to be miyashiv the Zohar by saying that when the Zohar says a koyin is not allowed to do shchita, it means a koyin balmum. This is what this yid said in this journal, and the Baal Tev Remi says that it's not emes. And he says, it's clear to me that this Yid never saw the Zohar inside. He never saw it. Vani Omar, the Dvarim B'Teilu Meikara, V'Leira B'Fnim Sefer HaZohar. He didn't see the Zohar. He says, because look at the Zohar. The Zohar says the reason that the Kohen's not allowed to do it. The reason the Kohen's not allowed to do it is begin the Layafke Mahu Asa the Achid Be. It's because he's going to be Poygim in the Shairish of Chesed, which is where his Nisham is rooted, and you're getting involved in Shechita, which is Din, and therefore this is not something he's allowed to do. At the very, very end, he has an Arichos, and then he says, Ubaze Yipo Gamkein, Mashakosa Ba'Goyes Cheshek Shloim L'Menachas Yotes, Yishul of Divrei HaZohar, Ayin Sham, B'Shem Ochiv, Agoyin Rabbi Tzal, Zeichet Tzadik L'Vrocha. That that at the end of the day, it's a very nice pshat that he wants to say that what does it mean, Acher of Alav Kahana? It means that if other kohens are allowed to do it, but he can't be wearing the begadim. It doesn't stem with his pshat. The Kahana Asale Bedina Beginda LeYafkim Ahu Asa the Achidbe. And if that's what the reason is, there's no way can Zayin as a pshat. So Rabbi Magol says, I am besefer to Pirish Teefes Reim on the Yerei. We'll see there a ha'or on Acher Rabbi Tzal. By the way, who exactly is the Baal Teefes Reim? Right, it's more heintig than we realize, maybe. So the Mechaber's name was Rabbi Avram Abba Schiff. He was from Minsk. He was a Litvish Gadol, Rabbi Avram Abba Schiff. And he wrote this Pirish on the Yerayim. And this is his Aura that he asks on Rabbi Tzala HaKoyim Mivilna. Now, this is really way above my pay grade. Bahadi Kafshe the Rahman Alamali. But I just didn't understand 100% what the Aura is. His Aura is that Rabbi Tzala HaKoyim Mivilna is tiny that Koyin Avad is allowed to do Shechita. But he has to be an Achara, right? He can't be wearing the Big Day Kahuna. So as long as he takes off the Big Day Kahuna, now he's going to be a Zar. Because if his man Shekunasim Alei, Bigdayim aleim kunasim aleim, ain't bigdayim aleim, ain't kunasim aleim. So he says, it's very nice pshat, but that's not what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, begin to lay yafkima hu asar da ochid be. Right? Because he can't be poigin ba asar da ochid be. Again, I don't know. But I think Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Mivilna for sure saw the Zohar inside. I also think that he would probably tell you that kokama he's wearing the big day kahuna, so that's when he's ochos in the shayrish. But if he's not wearing the big day kahuna, not. Nah. Demis is like this. Again, I'm saying it not to bring up this point. Because, you know, we've spoken over the years, and Beis Hashem, this Gemara is coming up next week, so we're going to have an opportunity to delve back into it a little bit. But we've spoken many times over the years, the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mordechai brings a Masechtas Gittin, where the Rabbeinu Tam was sitting with one of his Talmidim, and his Talmud was a Kohen. Right, his Talmud was a Kohen, and Rabbeinu Tam asked him if he could please pour some water for him. And there was another Talmud that was there. How could the Rebbe ask a Kohen to pour water? It's enough in the Yerushalmi. Hamishnamish bekuhuna ma'al. If someone has any anah from a Kohen, he's going to be ma'al. And Rabbeinu Tam told him, you're worried about me being mishtamish with a kohen nowadays? Bizman she bigdeyam aleim kunasam aleim. Ein bigdeyam aleim, ein kunasam aleim. And Rabbeinu Petah was there. Agansa Meisner, we spoke at once what the Ksav Sofer found in the Ksavim from Abba Mari, from his father, the Halach Ksav Sofer, Adav and Nifla regarding a kohen she machal al kfoide machal, ein kfoide machal, two dinim in a kohen. Right, when he's wearing his begadim, he has one din. When he's not wearing his begadim, he has another din. It ties into Vikidashtoi. Mamish nafe. Now, but one thing you see from the trick in the verita from Rabbeinu Tam, and that is there's a musig that the whole heftz of kohuna really is bizman she bigdeyim aleim kunasim aleim. But if it's ain bigdeyim aleim, ain kunasim aleim. It's so poshut to the Baal Tayefes Re'eim that while the kohen is not wearing the big day kohuna, that means shayrish nishmosay is achas b'midas achas. I don't know what all this means, but the bottom line is there is an idea of bizman she bigdeyim aleim kunasim aleim, not only with regards to the halachas of kochim, not only with regards to the din. But it's the geyer Rabbeinu Tam stelled it to all dinei kohuna bizman hazeh. On some level, there is an idea of bizman shebig neim klasim aleim. Either way, this is the Zohar. The Mitpachas Svarim, Reuven Margolis is Mar Mekoymus, like only he could, in terms of all the different ha'aris and the ketukim, where it's mashmanalik the Zohar, and the brilliant ha'ara from Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Mivilna, that it could be, all the Zohar means is that when a Kohen does Shechita, he has to be an Achara. He can't be wearing the Big Day Kohuna. Because if he's wearing the Big Day Kohuna, then you're going to have the Rambam and then the Hilchos Kalayim, that a Kohen that wears the Big Day Kohuna, Shleibesh HaSavoyed, is like, and you're going to go into the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer in Yerudea Simen Samech Tes, right? Why was Shmuel Amor Alocha Befnei Rabbi? It was Lafrusha Meisura, the Kasha of the Artsachayim, right? The Kasha of the Binyan Ariel and Parshas Vayikra, all the raid that we spoke about yesterday, all that raid, said Rabbi Tzal HaKoyim Mivilna, is Guf of Pshat and because of all that Torah, that a Kohen Taki can't wear the Big Day Kuna B'Shat Shechita, because a Kohen that wears the Big Day Kuna Shlei B'Shat Avoyde is like a, that is all the Zohar meant. So you're bringing me rayas that a Kohen could do Shechita, but a Kohen could do Shechita, but he could do Shechita on the Big Day Kuna. Hapayas Hasheni, you have to teach him the laws of Shechita, yeah, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Even a Harun HaKoyen is going to get up. He's not going to wear the Big Day Kuna, maybe. But the bottom line is, all these Marim HaKoyimis, the Koyen is going to do it on the Shrit, on the Begadim. On the Begadim, it's okay. And the reason is, because when he's not wearing his Begadim, then Ein Kunasim Aleim. And it could be on such a level, even regards to this above our pay grade Indian that the Zohar HaKadosh is really based on, where he's Ochus B'midas HaChesed, and this is a Mice of Din. Yeah, but it's Mancha Big Day Aleim, Kunasim Aleim. aleihem. Or be'en b'gdeyim aleihem could be even shayrish nishmasa is different. At that point, en kunasam aleihem. This concludes part 2, but Be'ezer Hashem, there'll be a part 3.